September 3rd, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, ambition in the heart of any leader coincides with error. When any law or rule is set in place to serve self-interest, it is unrighteous, sometimes even evil. You do not have to lend much thought to what I say. Just look at the evil of abortion. A just law considers the rights of everyone and targets the will of God first and foremost. The best example of just laws is my commandments. Every commandment leads to righteousness and salvation. It is disordered self-love which compromises my commandments. Self-love considers its own agenda first and pleasing me and neighbor last. Sometimes an ambitious law masquerades as some kind of good. For this reason, you must look at actions and not title. Satan's goal is to confuse. He does so with much tact and guile. He fans the flames of self-interest and confuses many to regard as righteous a leader full of ambition. You must learn to judge the fruits of leadership based upon the truth of my commandments. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 2 and 7 through 8. Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons through the pretensions of liars whose consciences are seared. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.